Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I had first been encouraged to run after my first term in the Texas House, but I was just getting accustomed to being in elective office, so I didn't even want to hear that. But ultimately, it came to my running 30 years ago for this seat.
Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson is one of many House members leaving office this year after a lengthy life in public service. She served in the past few years as chair of the House Science Committee, which came from her interest in STEM education. In her time on the committee, she aimed to grow the number of women in science and technology fields. Johnson is grateful it will remain one part of her legacy during 30 years in the House of Representatives. Homelessness has been on the rise in the U.S., with many people facing housing instability due in part to a rising cost of living. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, on a single night in 2022, about 582,500 people experienced homelessness across the country. Stephen Ide, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute of Policy Research, believes an individualistic approach is needed to deal with homelessness.
In order to make some progress, we really do need to make more of an effort to break it into its parts and talk about what we can do individually with some of these different groups, instead of just trying to talk abstractly about this group as a whole, the homeless.
The U.S. Department of Justice is rolling out a new language access law enforcement initiative. It will help local law enforcement agencies provide language assistance to people with limited proficiency in English. Kristen Clark with the Justice Department described some of the program's goals.
Providing law enforcement agencies with helpful tools to further effective and meaningful language access promotes and advances greater safety for people who are limited English proficient and for the public at large.
Mitch Daniels, outgoing president of Purdue University, reflected on his time in the position. One point of his career he remembered was keeping the school open during the pandemic.
It was an astonishing experience to go through. It had all the elements you just talked about. Fear of change, mm-hmm. Lots of understandable criticism.
Barry Croft Jr., one of the key players in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. Co-conspirator Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison earlier this week. Initially, prosecutors were seeking life sentences for both Fox and Croft. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're